Oh, look a here. We got a group of folks that have returned to listen to segment three of edition two of The Bigger Picture. This happens to be segment three of edition two of The Bigger Picture. It is what it is. The mess in America and what we're going to do about it. And I'm actually reaching out and hoping that those that I have overlooked and bypassed and not spoken to as kindly and directly and inclusively as I should, that is those good women of Proverbs 31, I want to make an especial appeal to them to lovingly poke their husbands in the ribs and get them to wake up. Because as I said in the previous segment, we live in a Canaanite world, a world that should have been destroyed, prevented from developing a long time ago in the land of Canaan, which now today is what? Israel. That is the promised land that God gave to his people, and that the evil Neo-Canaanites, from which the evil Neo-Canaanites want to eject and throw out or drive into the sea, those people of God, the Jewish people who formed the State of Israel in May of 1948 because a little sawed-off Southern Baptist alcoholic named Harry Truman had the sense that Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the devil, didn't have, and that was to say, I will recognize Israel as a nation. And since that event many years ago, 1948, well, there hadn't been a lot of peace in the Middle East. And Zechariah chapter 12, I think it's verse 3, says, in that day I will make Jerusalem and Israel a stumbling block for all the nations, and those who come against it will stub their foot. It is here, ladies and gentlemen, and it is what it is. We must accept it. But we have those haunting words that rattle around in our heads that I hope the ladies out there will listen to and pay attention to from the 14th chapter of the book of Zechariah. It says in the very, very last verse of the 14th chapter of Zechariah, and in that day there shall not be a Canaanite in the house of the Lord. Folks, we're moving toward that day when there will be the division of the sheep and goats. And there are only two categories of people. Ladies know this instinctively. Godly women know this. Men are the ones that try to occupy the middle ground. Women are much better about being really good or really bad. Not too many are in the middle, and by God's grace, I've been associated with those really good ones. My grandmothers, my mother, my extra special wife, the world's most powerful woman, my wonderful daughters-in-law, and those other people God has added to my life, like Sandra, and yesterday for a brief period of time, wonderful name, lady named Patricia, and others, folks in our church and churches we've been to in the past, that really are the glue that holds the world together, as the godly grandmothers are the ones that have kept the black community together in times of, let's just say, unrest in the past. But ladies, we have to understand that evil must be stood against. And this radio station wants to do that. This radio station of 10,000 kilowatts, whatever it is, it's a small station, having people on it like me, just everyday Joes with no recognition and a passion for something that needs to be said, but of no mean distinction or reputation. But this station needs to boost to 50,000 kilowatts. It needs to increase its footprint a long way farther than it is right now. Let's go well north of Savannah to Charleston and up maybe almost to Atlanta and over to Columbus, Georgia, and down as far as Tallahassee and down into the central Florida area. It's possible at 50,000 watts. Wes has made the application for it, but we need people to stand up, and men just don't seem to do it. I've had it with fellows that, I agree with you. What do you? This is great. We need to do it. You know, tell me what we need to do. And instead of being proactive and finding out what needs to do and putting their money where their mouth is, and we just drift along without doing anything significant. The station needs to grow, ladies. I pray that you will help call your husband's attention to the programming of AM 1100 WCGA, owned by Wes and D. Cox, who are doing for this small broadcast area a debt of blessing. You owe a debt of blessing that you cannot understand. The words that are broadcast every single day from the tower of this little radio station contain the words of truth that verify what Mark Levin has said so accurately in his wonderful book, The Democrat Party Hates America. Go get it. Go buy it. Give it to people. Read it. Internalize it, etc., etc., and help this station to grow. Ladies, the guys just aren't doing it. I pray that you yourselves will listen to this radio station, that you'll listen to those who are the national speakers who are calling our attention to the evil that is here. But we have got to galvanize a bunch of men to step up to the plate, financially underwrite this station as sponsors or just as direct donors, and let's get the show on the road, because, ladies, it's the women that suffer when it all falls apart, and it's the godly women that suffer. All right, I hope to see you back for segment four. God bless you.